so many young people, if they had a stable place to stay for a few weeks, a few months, that changed early in the pandemic. Towards the start of the pandemic, many young people were employed in essential businesses and they were frontline workers. So while they still had employment, their risk was higher than it was for others. So while they were staying with family and friends, the fear was that they were bringing COVID back to the home. And so they were being asked to leave and then didn't have that stability anymore. They were then hopping from place to place, trying to find stable housing, which is what brought them to our emergency shelter. And I think it just kind of catapulted them from maybe having some instability for a couple of nights to being completely unstable for weeks and months on end. And, you know, it's hard when the state and the government and everybody is saying shelter in place and stay home. But if you don't have a roof over your head, how do you shelter in place?
And has the dynamic changed? Are people's friends still reluctant to take in homeless young people? And how has the employment picture shifted for this category of vulnerable person?
The employment has shifted because, again, early on, they still had jobs. And then things started to shift and there was more unemployment. Or because of the risk level, they didn't want to be in the front lines, especially because a lot of young people don't have the resources to stay safe when it comes to PPE or, you know, essential items that you need just for daily living. And so now we're seeing that a lot of young people are unemployed or underemployed. And it's not necessarily for a lack of trying or lack of jobs, but it's because of the high unemployment rate and the competition among all individuals who lost jobs during the pandemic. If we have young people who may not have a GED yet, or they're working towards one, somebody who has a high school diploma or a college degree is going to get those jobs before a young person who doesn't have those things yet.
So the employment picture has not actually begun to improve in the last couple of months, is what you're saying?
We haven't seen it, not with our young people. And we are actively helping them with jobs and connecting them to employers who are willing to work with young people who may be in a housing distress situation. But it seems to be tougher now than it was early on.
Do you have repeats? People who get off your rolls and then have come back on?
We do. And I think there are good things and bad things about that. The good thing is it means that they know who to come back to when things are tough. They know who to call. They know that we will be there for them. But it's also tough. It's hard for us to see that sometimes because, you know, we've seen so many strides forward and we anticipate some steps backward.
Do you have human stories that can be shared without endangering privacy?
What we have seen, especially over the last 10 or 11 months, is extreme resiliency among our young people. They're prepared for what life throws at them. I think because they're already in a mode of survival, and we are just there to kind of give them the tools that they need to reach their greatest potential. And we've seen young people help each other out. So they might help a friend of theirs and let them stay with them. Or they're the first ones to take their friend to our front door and say, hey, my friend needs help, and I know that you guys will help him. We've seen them rally together and provide basic needs for each other. If we have a young mom who her child has grown out of a size of diapers, she'll share it with another young mom that's in our program and just say, hey, you know, this is what I have. I can get it for you. Young moms, they seem to gravitate towards each other because I think they have that commonality and they know that it's tough, but they'll invite another one over and they'll say, I'm cooking dinner tonight. I got it. And so I think that's what we've seen the most, and that is probably what brings us the most satisfaction. And we know that we're doing our job when our young people are emulating some of the behaviors that we are trying to teach them.
Advocates in some areas of the state are estimating that they are now undercounting young homeless by up to 50% because it's more difficult for teachers, for bus drivers, for other points of contact to identify them because of the pandemic disruptions in those kinds of contacts. Traditionally, Project Oz has had a pretty strong network within the community to identify young homeless people. Are you seeing the same estimated undercount, or is it different in McLean County?
I think that we do a very good job at collaborating with other human service agencies to both get our information out, but also to accept any of the young people that they're seeing as well. There's really no wrong door approach when it comes to accepting services at Project Oz. Essentially, we've been open this entire time, and so any young person can walk through our front door and access services. We get a lot of online inquiries, which has actually been really helpful. That probably skyrocketed during the pandemic, more so than it had prior, because we didn't really have as much of an online presence. And now we do. So I don't think that we are undercounting. I know that there are still some that we may not know that are out there, but we do a really good job in this community altogether